You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about the clothes they wear. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
It's unusual for me to buy brand new clothes. I get most of what I wear from charity shops. Some people think that anyone who buys things that have already been worn by someone else can't really care much about clothes, but that's not true. You can find some pretty decent stuff in these places, even quite tasteful designer clothes that people, for whatever reason, have decided they don't want anymore. And they only sell clothes that are in good condition, often things that have only ever been worn once or twice. You get to support good causes too, of course, because the money you spend goes to charity.
Speaker 2.
Apparently, dressing smartly is supposed to increase your self-confidence, but I've never felt any different in a jacket and tie. And anyway, I'm not the kind of person who spends time worrying about what to put on in the morning. Some people take ages umming and ahhing over what to wear, but I just throw on the first thing I find in my wardrobe and that's it, job done. To be honest, I'd be happy just wearing the same 2 or 3 T-shirts all the time. The trouble is, I only have time to do my washing once a week, so that wouldn't work. I may not be fashionable, but I'm not dirty.
Speaker 3.
I get suspicious when I go into a clothes shop and see that everything is incredibly cheap. If the prices are so low, then how much are the people who made them getting paid? And what are their working conditions like? I only buy from companies that sell ethical clothing, made by people who earn a decent salary and work in a safe environment. I usually get that kind of information online. It's easy enough to find. The clothes may not be as cheap, and there's not necessarily any more guarantee of quality, but at least I can be confident that no one is being exploited.
Speaker 4.
I spend a lot of money on clothes. I don't really care what they cost. They don't have to be designer clothes, but they do have to make me feel good about myself. I like to know that I can get something out of the wardrobe, and any feelings of insecurity I have will just disappear as soon as I put it on. Then when I get to work and someone says, "Hey, that shirt really suits you," it gives me a big lift. And I never wear the same thing more than once in the same month. My colleagues have got used to seeing me in something different every day.
Speaker 5.
If I want to go out and get a new T-shirt, for example, then I always have to get rid of an old one first. And I only do that when I can't justify hanging on to it anymore. Either because it's so scruffy I'm too embarrassed to wear it, or it's literally falling apart at the seams. That's why none of my clothes ever end up in a second-hand shop. I replace them, precisely because they're no use to anyone, not just me. I've been doing this for some time now, and I've noticed that clothes used to last a lot longer. The quality's got gradually worse, and I have to replace things far more often than before.